It is vile and morally bankrupt to declare someone a bigot or racist short of overt evidence of the fact. It is the unjust placing of a scarlet letter upon the person, yet the school chief in Slayton, Texas is being defended for doing just that. Students at a neighboring district have been chanting USA at basketball games most of the season. It seems to have started as a fun play on town names with a game against Canadian, according to what locals have explained. But when the chant was delivered with her team present, suddenly it was racist, according to Julie Becker of Slayton ISD. Bigoted would have been the correct word, but Becker chose to indict through the press the students at the other school as practitioners of racism. Here's the root of the matter. George W. Bush once called lower standards for non-Anglos in public schools a form of soft bigotry, and here we have another example. Nationality in the USA has nothing to do with race or ethnicity. One is either an American or one is not. To find the chant of USA bigoted is to subtly suggest that Hispanics or other non-whites present are somehow less American. Otherwise, how could offense be taken? Bigotry exists, but it is empowered most by those who see it in every shadow and then use racism as a sword to swing at others, even when no real evidence exists. I think it's Slayton ISD's Becker who owes the letter of apology to the students of Idaloo ISD. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.